Today is Daf Yud Zayin. We are on the bottom of Tes Zayin Amud Beis on the bottom line. For the bottom line, we're talking about Hanukkah, which are parting gifts for an Eved Ivri. So the Gemara says in the bottom line, HaBoreach HaShlama Boy. If somebody runs away, they have to make up the time. You can't just run away and not make up the time. You have to make up the time. HaShlama Boy, you have to make up the time. Titania, Menayin LeBoreach Shechayev LaHashlim. How do you have to make up the time? Talmud Lomar Sheishanam Yavod. He has to work for 6 years. He can't run away. So why doesn't he get Hanukkah? Why not? He has to make up the time, though. What do you mean he ran away?
Who says he doesn't get Hanukkah?
He doesn't. We just said before, he doesn't get a parting gift. He goes, runs away. Says the Gemara, what do you mean he doesn't get a parting gift? He has to make up the time. Not only that, Yachal Afilu Chala, I would think maybe he got sick. Talmud Lama, Ubashvi is Yatza. He goes out in the seventh year. In other words, why not? Why doesn't he get Hanukkah? Why not?
He served his time.
Exactly, he served his time, so he should get Amar of Sheshes.
Can you explain that Yachal Afilachola, what's it going to do with Bishvi?
What?
What's Yachal Afilachola, Tamalai, Bishvi, Shetzer? How does that balance?
Because even if someone's sick and he couldn't work, right? He couldn't work. He still goes out.
Yeah.
In other words, it's not working, it's time.
You're going to chase after the guy and give him his party gift?
No, he has to finish the time.
Comes back.
Not the gift, you're talking about the time.
Right, so let him finish the time. He ran away, he doesn't get Hanukkah. Why not? He has to finish the time anyway. Right. So when he finishes, what are you going to tell me? A sick person, we're going to have to sick people in a minute. Sick person also does the time. He didn't work, he was sick. So what? So why doesn't these people get Hanukkah? No, I'm not saying a sick person does or doesn't get Hanukkah. No. But it's going back to the Bereach. Why does the Bereach not get Hanukkah?
Right.
He has to do the time.
He doesn't get enough because he left.
Fine, but when he comes back,
okay.
Then he finishes the time.
The buzzer says that if
so
he
we'll,
finishes
we'll,
his time, and that's it.
The sick person's just here to show that you must do the time. So Amar Rav Sheshes, it's a funny case. Hacha Ma'eskinan, Kigon Shabarach, he ran away. Upaga Bo Yovel. And the Yovel came. So I don't have to go anywhere back. What am I going back for? Yovel came. Now to him, I would think, Yovel, since Yovel came, Shiluche Me'amecha Karina Bey, he's considered a regular Eved Ivri, for not to say, Venanikle, Boshu Krasim, let's give him the Hanukkah, Kamash Malan, we do not do that. Okay.
Does he have to come back?
What?
Time?
That's a good question. I don't know. Now, Omar Mar, Yachal Afilu Chala. I would think, even if he got sick, what's the din? I would think even if he got sick, he has to make up the time. Even if he was sick for 6 years, the guy didn't lift a finger for 6 years, it doesn't matter. Vatanya, chala shalosh va'avad shalosh eino chayev lashim. We have another brayso that says, Vatanya, chala shalosh va'avad shalosh eino chayev lashim. He doesn't have to make up the time. Chala kol sheish chayiv lahashlim. But if he's sick for 6 years, he does have to make up the time. Amar of Sheshes. Rav Sheshes answers, Tanastira. The Brisa that said that if he's sick for 6 years, he doesn't have to make up the time. But also malacha machat, he did some other work. He did something. It's not what you wanted him for. But it's not that he sat in a bed for 6 years. He did something. He did needlework. You wanted him to work in the field. They couldn't do that. Something he did. Hagufa kasha, but it's internally inconsistent here. No, it's not internally inconsistent. The implications are inconsistent. Why? Because Amarta first it said, Chala shalosh va'avad shalosh ein chayev lashem. You work for three, and you're sick for three, you don't have to make up the time. Why don't you have to make up the time? Because you were there for 6 years. And the issue is time not working. Ha, the implication is, arba, if it would have been 4 years, Chayiv Lahashlim. You would have to make up the time.
If he was sick for 4 years.
Yeah, that's what the implication is. Why did you pick a case 3 and 3? Right. Eima Seifa, then the next line said, Chala Kol Sheish. If you're sick for all six, Chayiv Lahashlim. You have to make up the time. Which implies, Hadalid, Ein Chayiv Lahashlim. Which implies that if it's only 4 years, you don't have to make up the time.
Wow.
So, it's not a mekach tov.
I'm sick.
I don't know.
Six years. Money back.
No, so if you don't work at all, it's taka problem.
Right.
The question is, he didn't work, but not what the guy wanted you to work. That's not a mekach tov. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Hachi kamar, chala dalid. So it's not a, the implication is not like that. Chaladav, the guy's sick for 4 years. Nase kemi shechalak chal sheish. It's as if he was sick for the whole time. V'chayev l'hashav. And then he has to make up the time, provided that he couldn't do it something else.
Wait, but there's an issue of rov?
What? Yeah, something like that.
What
something
about like yovel?
What? No, there's no yovel now. No, yovel didn't come. So then yovel came. So then you have to make the same cheshbon. I don't know how much he didn't work. And
that's so, because that's, I think that's also, that's an automatic exemption. You don't have to put in the time. What if yovel's in 1 year from now?
Exactly. Well, you knew yovel was coming.
Well, exactly.
That's right. And you paid the price based on the fact that yovel was right. coming.
Because here's, you have to work for 6 years. It's a right. 6 year deal.
Right. So look at the Tosfos, second Tosfos. We're not going to do the whole thing, but look at Tosfos. Tosfos Chala. Yeshua, you wrote some Lomar. There are those that wanted to say, She'osim Sechirim Malamde Tinokos, those that are hired as Rebbeim and teachers, right? Im Chalu Chatzizman, if they got sick for half the time, Kimoke, like this, like we're just talking about, Lo Yehi Hamashlim, and it says Manam, they don't have to make up the time. They don't have to make up the time.
Even if you were hired for 6 years.
Yeah. Kimo Evid Ivri. Just like an Evid Ivri. Dahacha, Vietlu calls Skiros. Kivan Shaya Onsen. They make up, they get all the money. The purchase is considered good. And by the way, by a Rebbe or a teacher, you're hired for the year. Right? In the summer, there's no school. I don't know what it was back then.
Get paid.
What? So they couldn't, they were out for 6 months. They got sick. They should get the full salary, just like an Evid Ivri. Interesting? You like that? You like that, that Havamina? And then Tosfos continues for like the next 20 lines, bringing a raya that when you hire a worker, then they don't show up, whole story. Then he says like this, V'im Kane, it's like, I don't know, 15 lines down. V'im Kane, second to last word on a line, V'im Kane, Malanda Tinokos Nami, Im Chalu, if they get sick, Lo Yikhu. Of course they don't get a salary for that. Ella Ma Shehar Vichu, except what they worked. Except what they earned. They ain't la dmosan klal le Evid Ivri. You can't compare this to an Evid Ivri. You can't compare that. The Evid Ivri gufo konoi. In Evid Ivri, you sort of buy him. That's why it's Anamekach Tos. That's why it's Anamekach Tos. Because gufo konoi. La adono. Hilkach. Chala shalosh. If he's got sick for 3 years, eino chayiv lahashlam. The ein yachal lasos malachal yosem miyicholto. He couldn't do more than what he wanted to do. He couldn't do it. He's sick. Avu malamid, but a rebbe or a teacher, ain't gufo konui. You don't own the person. You don't own that rebbe. You don't own the teacher. Ella rather scharatzmo lilmod. He hired himself out to be a rebbe. Adazman for the year. Okay, she'ein yachal lahashlam. And if he can't finish the year. You get what you worked. You get what you worked. Interesting, no? Interesting.
Why would you have a
Havamina? Right?
Because
then he goes on to say that the 3 years is alluded to in a pasuk in Yeshaya. I don't have to read that. Just thought it was so interesting. Such an interesting Havamina.
Yeah, but in the case nowadays, if the teacher is sick for 3 months, they got to hire someone else.
I understand. They probably have to do that then also, no?
Yeah.
That's not sure. That's different because the person itself,
Mati hit it on the head. But the issue is whose fault is it if it's an onus? Who bears the burden if there's an onus? Right. The guy who got sick? Or the master, the teacher, the school, the master. Who should bear that? It's an onus. No one wants to be sick.
Right.
Right, nobody did it on purpose. So whose responsibility is it? So when it's an Evid Ivri, we say it's the master's responsibility. Why do we pick him? Well, why is it his responsibility? Why does he get the loss, so to speak? Because he bought him, right? And what about a school? Why should it be the So what does that make a difference?
Either way, it's time.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Deepest time.
With a teacher, you're buying a curriculum.
What?
You're buying a person, you're buying a curriculum. You're going to teach this curriculum. Therefore, if he doesn't teach it, he doesn't pay for it.
But you're not buying the person. You're paying for
his time. What's the svara for that?
Services.
What's the svara?
You're paying for services.
To teach 4 hours.
The teacher is a curriculum and a worker is in the field. What's the difference?
What's
the difference?
Because you don't own the teacher.
I'm not sure myself what the svar is.
I understand that.
You don't own the teacher ever.
So what?
So you own the evidence.
So? So what?
It's very interesting.
So what? So what?
The
what's the svara? What's the svara? Okay. I hear what you're saying. It's a distinction. No question. Here I own this, and there it is. And therefore what? Why does that change the rule? Why is the rule changing? Right, so Tosfos discusses.
In one, you have a pasuk in the Torah.
No.
I'll give you the difference. I'll give you
so Tosfos, the truth is, let's go back for a minute. Tosfos, the part I skipped, he sort of asked that question. He has Vakasha. Go back to where I left off. Vakasha. The Perakasokras of Umnin, Kama Rav. Rav said, Poel Yochel Lachzebo. A Poel can just quit. Go home. Vafilu Bechatzi Ayom. You know, I don't like this job. I'm not sticking around here. Uparich, we asked the question. I vote nan, a zocher is a poel. If you got hired as a worker, vishama shemes lo meis, and he heard he has to go now to a funeral, nebuch, they have to go sit shiva. Oh, or sheach zasocham, or he got sick. Yochel, I would think, lachzer bo. Yochel, lachzer bo. I would think that's a good reason. What do you want from this guy? The guy, right? Time of the meis lo meis. That's only because that's the ones. That's a real ones. Holav hachi. If not for that reason, any achalachzabo, you just can just pick up and leave, right? Right? You hired for the day. I don't like this job. So you got sick. You heard a relative passed away. You have to go sit shiva. Okay. What could the owner say? I can't. Yeah, you gotta go. You gotta go. I don't know what's happened. I don't like this job. I want to leave. Right? You can't say that.
Well, why wouldn't you ever have a minute that he has to make up the time?
What? Because sometimes making up the time doesn't help. Right? I need it today. I don't want to make up the time next week when the shiv is over. Today the job has to be done. Right?
So again, why would you not have a minute that he should make up the time?
What?
He should make up the time for it.
I just answered you, because sometimes making up the time is not an option. It's not an option. There's a deadline, right? Oh, we couldn't finish the job because the two people got sick. No one's gonna accept that answer.
That may be the difference between the case
Now, Vahashta, Iika, the Ones, Batel Schiraso, right? Mishalim, if an Ones allows you not to pay, right? If an Ones is a good reason not to pay, I didn't pay, right? But the Rebbe, right? The Rebbe got sick for 6 months. So I don't have to pay him, but whatever you do have to pay, right? So if that's a good reason, then my Parach Rav, what was the Kashan Rav? Dilma maybe, Hecha de Meis Lo Meis, when there's the Ones who, that's where real Ones, not those Schiras Mishalim, he still gets paid. Virav, Iri, bit the low Ones. Rav was talking about, well, the guy just picked up and left. So I don't like this job, that's not what I thought it was, I don't want to do this, right? The Eino Notel Elamash Arviach, then you only get paid the hours you worked. Right. You can't get paid for the full job, you didn't stay.
You clock in, you clock out.
Right, but if the guy lost a parent or something and he had to go sit shiva, he would get paid. Why? That was an ones. In other words, does that have a meaning here? That the ones is a burden on who? On the master, on the employer, on the school. That's such a, right?
The difference is...
So Tulsa says it's a big difference because the teacher's different.
Yeah, I'll explain to you.
Yeah.
Because the teacher's hired for specific job 8. If you don't like what the Evans doing over there, then they wash cucumbers.
I hear you. I hear. So you're saying the same thing. You're saying similar to Mr. G saying.
I don't want that, but
you're saying similar to Mr. G saying. I hear. I'm not 100% sure what the svara is, but I hear. We all know there's a difference.
Right.
We just can't can't verbalize it. Right? Okay.
So if a Rebbe is a sit shiva, does he have to make it the time?
What?
If a Rebbe never has a sit shiva, does he have to make it the time?
No, so that's a real ones. So we say when it's a real ones, the Gemara, that's what this house is about. It's a real ones. What's the difference if he's a shiva or he got sick? The only difference is the amount of time he's out. So for a week, everyone's masking. All right, listen, it happens. Everyone says shiv eventually. It happens, part of life.
But,
right? I got sick for 8 months. I should pay you for the year you have. You're barely here.
Because if you get sick, you can take care of yourself if you don't get sick.
What?
You can take care of yourself if you don't get sick.
No, what do you mean? It's an onus. You're walking down the street and someone crashed into you. What do you mean?
I'm saying if you have...
Accidents happen. Accidents happen. Through no fault of anybody. Tana Rabbanan, next. Tana Rabbanan, Kama Manikin Lo. How much do we give? So how much Hanukkah did someone get? What's Hanukkah that someone gets? Chamesh Tzloyim, 5 Tzloyim, Mikol Min V'min. From each and every Min, only 3 Minim. Shem Chamesh Esrei Tzloyim, which is 15. Divrei Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shloshim. It's 30 Selah. Kishloshim is 11. Like the 30, you give an eved if you accidentally knock out his tooth or something. Reb Shimon Amar Chamishim Kechamishim Shebe'erichin. It's 50, like the 50 shekel of the prime of life erichin, right? The prime of life is 50 shekel of a man. That's what you have to give him when he leaves. Now we're going to explain all that. Amar Mar Chamesh Tzloyim Mikol Min V'Min Shehein Chamisha Esra Tzloyim Divrei Reb Meir. Right, five. It's three minim. We're going to say which three in a minute. Five each one. It's 15. So Reb Meir Minyana Asalash Minan. What I need Reb Meir to count for me? That 5 times 3 equals 15. No, Hakamash Milan Mivtzar Hu Dula Mivtzar Le Mehay Minyana. You can't give less than 15. Ha I Batzar Le Mechad Minyana Utfele Mechad Minyana Less Lamba. But if you want to give 10 from one and 2 from another and 3 from another, that's okay, as long as it adds up to 15. That's why he said it has to be 15. My time with Reb Meir. What's Reb Meir's reason? Yalaf Reikam Reikam Mi Bechor. It's a Gzera Shava. Malahalan Chamesh Tzloim. Reikam was by Pidyon HaBen. It says Reikam, it says 5. Afkan Chamesh Tzloim. So to here it's 5. Veima Chamesh Tzloim Mikulu. So maybe it's only 5 altogether. Right? No. Iksif Reikam Lebasov Kidek Amarta. If Reikam would be written at the end of the Pasuk, you'd be right. Where it says, right, hashtag the cuss of Rekum Beresha, since Rekum's at the beginning of the Pasuk, Shadi Rekum Atzon, Rekum goes on the Tzon, Rekum Agoren, on Goren, and Rekum Ayekev. Those are the three, which is Tzon, wine, and grain. Okay? Yeah. Even though it does say Rekum at the end of the Pasuk, I'm not 100% sure what that means, because it does say it at the end of the pasuk. Anyway, v'neikim, v'neilif, reikim, reikim, e'olas re'iyah. Why don't you learn out reikim, reikim from olas re'iyah? It says reikim there also, that you have to bring a, don't show up empty. Right? Don't show up empty when you come to be ola regal. How much you have to give for olas re'iyah? Let not 5, only 2. Right? Amar Ukra, no. It says Asher Berecha Hashem Elokecha. Make it into a bracha. Don't be so cheap. Two. Make it better. Make it a bracha. Or Rashi says, Seif Dahanik Tanik Hu Lamdecha Shetidrosh Hamikra L'Rabos V'lo L'Mayit. The pasuk should read to L'Rabos, not M'mayit. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shloshim K'Shloshim Shaleved, 30 of an Eved. My time at Rabbi Yehuda. Yolof Nesinim Nesinim Me'Eved. Ma'alahalan Shloshim Avkan Shloshim. Good, 30 from an Eved. B'nei lif, nesina, nesina, me'erichin. Why don't you learn out from the Erichin? Ma lahalan chamishim, afkan chamishim. Should be 50. No. Chada, tafasta, rubalo, tafasta. Tafasta, mua, tafasta. I have a choice to learn out 30 or 50. I'm only going to pick 30. Let's ask Tosvos. It's like 2 seconds ago, we had a choice, 5 or 2, and we picked 5. Right? So Tosfos answer is like this. There are three options. There are three options by Reikam. It says Reikam by here, by Hanaka. It says Reikam by Bechor. And it says by Pidyon HaBen. And it says Reikam by Olas Re'iyah. Which one of the three, which one of the other two should we learn out? The bigger one. Why? Make it into a bracha. Here, it says, Shloshim Shaleved. Yalef Nesina Nesina Me'eved. Malahal and Shloshim, Afkan Shloshim. What about Nesina Nesina Me'erichin? 50? Tafasta Meruba Lo Tafasta, Tafasta Meruba Tafasta. So what's the answer? 1 second. The answer is, because the two Nesinas, one's by an Eved when you knock out his tooth, and one's over here by Hanukkah. So it's like, even though the tooth is by an Eved Kanani, and here it's by an Eved Ivri, but it's only one shame of Eved. So it's a one place really. So you have only Nesina by where? Either by. So that's one place of Eved. So since it's in the world of Avadim, you bring me from left field to learn out 50 shekel by Erechim. That's not, then we say Tefastim, we'll load Tefastim. We'll get to that in a second. V'od also, Eved may Eved have a little melech. It's much better to learn Eved from Eved. Right? Shloshim shal Eved and Hanukkah by an Eved, even though it's different Avadim, but it's the same Eved. Reb Shimon Omer, Chamishim ke Chamishim Shebe Erechin. He said 50. My time with Reb Shimon, Gamar Nasina Mesina Meirchin Malal Chamishim Afkan Chamishim Veema Pachas Sheba Erchin. Why not the least of the Erchin? Like some old lady is like the least, right? Asher Bracha Hashem Lekechetziv. No, again, use the Bracha. Right? Within the world of Erechin, there's a lot of different amounts. What amount should you pick? The best amount. Why? It should be a Bracha. V'neilif Nesina Nesina Me'eved Malahal and Shloshim Afkan Shloshim. Why don't you pick 30 from an Eved? First of all, Chada Tafastam Rubalot Tafasta. First of all, you don't pick such a big amount, right? But oh, also, Eved may Eved halal milamilf. Eved and Eved is better, no? So Rabbi Shimon says, no. Rabbi Shimon, Micha Micha Gamar. He learns a different Xavier Shava. It says, V'chiyamach achicha. That's Micha means chiyamach, you're poor. Right? V'chiyamach achicha by being sold as an Eved, Ivri. And then it says, V'yamachu me'arkacha, right? And that's by Erechin. So therefore, I have another Gzeir Shava. I learned that Gzeir Shava. Now, Bishlomo le Reb Meir, according to Reb Meir, but you know what? We have to do this Rashi. Micha Micha Gamar. All of a sudden, Rashi decides to say as follows. Ain Adam done Gzeir Shava Me'atzmo. You can't make your own Gzeir Shava. You don't have to do that. It says over here, this. It says over there. Can't do that. Umesurahi l'chol merabaseyem umisinai. It goes back to our Rebbeim. It goes back to Sinai. Eizet teva nichtav al gzeirah shava kichol davar halamad mechavero viad hashta dahavi amrinan. That, in other words, it goes down, handed down generation to generation. What the gzeirah shava is? Va'ad hashta dahavi amrinan. The Reb Shimon gamar merabei nesina haneg nidrash l'gzeirah shava. Right. What? So in other words. What about the Gzeir Shava of Shloshim to Shloshim, Shloshim Shaleved to over here? Says Reb Shimon, we had a kasha on that Gzeir Shava. I didn't learn that Gzeir Shava. I learned 50 from the Sina by Erechin. I learned 50. I didn't learn 30. Why not? Because Havi Parchin and Gzeir Shava. Menale de Gomar min Sina de Erechin, Nigmar min Sina de Eved. What's, why'd you pick that one over that one? Mishum Hachi, Etrech le Terutze, Gzeir Shava, Reb Shimon, Lav Gzeir Shava din Sina Gomar. It's not that Gzeir Shava. Ella demicha ksiv be'eved. V'chiyamach ksiv be'erichin v'yamachu. In other words, Reb Shimon had to say, you're right. From that Gzeir Shava, 30 is just as good as 50. It says Nesina by Erichin. It says Nesina by Shoshim Shal Eved. Why'd you pick one over the other? He says, you're right. That's not the Gzeir Shava. I have a new Gzeir Shava. You got it from your Rebbe? Yeah, I got it from my Rebbe. Okay? Now, Bishlam al-Rab Meir, on the top wide line. Bishlam al-Rab Meir, Hanadichsev, Tzon, Goren, V'yekev. That's why, according to Rab Meir, it was five of each. That's why Tzon, Goren, and Yekev, which is Tzon, which is animals, wine, and wheat. El-Rab Yehuda, Rab Shimon, Haitzon, Goren, V'yekev, Lomeli. What do we need all that for? According to them, the number's arbitrary. It's a Gzeir Shava number. Haimibay, Lelech, Adetanya. I need it for the following. Lo Yachal, I would think, Lo Yehman, Nikit, Elam, Tzon, Goren, V'yekev. Menayin l'rabos kol davar. What about something else? Talmud lomar, Asher berachacha Hashem Elokecha. It's a bracha. Im kein, ma Talmud lomar tzon gor v'yekev. Then why does it say it like this? Why does it specify those three? Lomar l'cha. Ma tzon gor v'yekev miyuchadim. They're all special. Why? Sheyeshna b'chal bracha. They all have a bracha attached to them. Af kol sheyeshna b'chal bracha. So to anything that has a bracha. What doesn't have a bracha? Yatzu ksafim, divrei Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says excluded is money. Money inherently doesn't have a bracha. It's just money, just cash. It doesn't inherently. And Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, amar yatzu predos, excluding our mules, which can't reproduce. Reb Shimon predos meshabchon gufayu. Reb Shimon says, well, fine. They can't produce, but they themselves are good. They're a good bracha. You could load them up. And Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, ksafim avid bu iska. What do you mean, money? You could do business with money. Vitzricha. So we need all three. Dikatz rechmana tzon havamina balechayim in gedule karkalo. I would have thought you have to. If it would have only said tzon, you have to give only live animals. Katzav rechmana goren. Because of goren havamina gedule karka in balechayim lo. You can only give gedule karka, not live animals. Katzav rechmana tzon. That's why it says tzon. Yekev lamali. Why yekev now again? So the answer is lemar according to Reb Shimon lebuute ksafim to exclude money. And Lamar, according to Belazar, Lamute Predos, to exclude mules. Okay. Tanur Rabbanon. It says, Asher berachacha Hashem alokecha, Yachol, Nisbarach bayis biglo lo malikin lo. If the house got better when he was there, then Yitaka give him a parting gift. Lonas Baruch buys Biglalo and Manikalo. And if it didn't do better with him there, he didn't help you out, he didn't help the business grow, then you don't give him. No, that's not true. Talmud Lomar, Hanik Tanik, Mikol Makom, no matter what, you have to give him. Im Kein, Ma Talmud Lomar, Sheh Barachacha. Then why does it say that there was a blessing over there? Hakol Lafi Bracha, Tein Lo. Right? In other words, Rashi says on the third line, Im Nisbarech Habayis B'Shvilo, Harbe, Tosif Al Hana Kotso. If he did really well, give him more. Right? V'im Lav, Al Tiftach Minak Kotsov. But if not, you have to give him the minimum, is what the Torah said. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, no, Devar King Savon, no, the Pasuk says what it says. Nisbarech Bayis Biglolo Malikinlo. If the house was benched because of him, you give him Taka. Lo Nisbarech Bayis Biglolo, Ein Manikinlo, you don't. MK Matam Adlo Mahanek Tanik. Don't want to say double Lashon like that. Dibra Torah Lashon Bnei Adam. The Torah writes it the way people talk, which means, it's a shear in itself what that means. But, what?
How does that even?
That's what. No, so in other words, there is no bracha. The Hanuk Tanuk implies you should surely give it no matter what. No, that's how people talk like that. But it doesn't mean that. It's not a bracha. It doesn't mean that. And Taka, if you didn't help the business grow, you don't have to give him a parting gift. Tana Rabbanan, Eved Ivri, Oved Es HaBen. An Eved Ivri has to work for a son. If the master dies, the 6 years continue to the son. Not Nirtza, the first 6 years. V'eino Oved as Abbas, not a daughter. The guy doesn't have any sons, only daughters. He doesn't have to work anymore. Amevriya, Eina Ovedis, Lois Aben, Velois Abbas. In Avivriya, doesn't work for a daughter or a son. The master dies, that's it, she goes free. Hanirza, if someone has Nirza, Vahanimkar Laovde Kochavim, or sold to a guy, again, in a world where the guy are following these rules, Eina Oved, Lois Aben, Velois Abbas. You don't work for the son or daughter at all. Now we're going to dissect that. Amar Mar. Eved Ivri, Oved Es HaBen, Vein Oved Es HaBas. Only works for a son, not a daughter. How do you know that? It says, the Tana Rabbana, it says, V'avdecha Sheish Shanim, he'll work for 6 years, L'cha, for you, V'lo L'yoresh, not for some other Yoresh, right? But a son, yeah. But a son, yeah. Ata Omer L'cha V'lo L'yoresh. You say it means, L'cha for this guy, but not for some relative. Who's a relative? Let's say the guy's brother. The guy's brother. Oeno el lechav lo leben. Maybe it means nobody. Not even the son. No. Kishom, when it says, Sheishanim yavod, therefore for 6 years, hare leben omer. That includes the ben. That includes the son.
Even though he's a yoresh.
So, ha'mani mekayim avdecha sheishanim. It says 6 years, which comes to exclude somebody. Yeah, lechav lo yoresh. That means the son and not the yoresh. Not the brother. Umar Raz Rabbah says, Ben Al-Hoti Yitzach. Why are you including the Ben and excluding the brother? Just the opposite. Mar Barniyas HaBen. I'll include the Ben. She came. Now, so we have a Ribuy and a Miyut. We have a limitation where it says, where we seem to say only the master and no one else. That meant only the master, not his brother. We have another place where it seemed to be more inclusive. That meant the master plus his son, not the brother. Why are you picking the brother over the son over the brother? Why?
Because he takes over and this doesn't.
No? So what do you mean he takes over?
He's the other. He takes over his father's position.
Okay. So Mar Barniyas HaBen, I'll say the Ben's better. Shekam Tachas Aviv Liyada. He stands in the place of his father. To be able to marry the Ame Evriya. That a son's allowed to do that. When you buy an Ame Evriya, part of the implication was he's going to marry her. You could do that, or your son could. Your brother can't. Let him get his own Amivriya, right? And also, L'stei Achuza. L'stei Achuza is as follows. Let's say you sell an ancestral field. It's a complicated story here. You sell an ancestral field. You have to Yovel to buy it back. If you don't buy it back, it goes to the Kahanim. So who could buy it back? You or your son could also buy it back. Not your brother. Your brother can't buy it back. Only you or your son. So what do you see? The son has Milus that a brother doesn't have. So the Gemara says, Adrabba, just the opposite. Mar b'niyas ha'ach, the brother's much better. You know why? Shekein kam tachas aviv li'ibim. Because he can do yibim. He can stand in the shoes of his brother. So it's better.
As long as no son.
Huh? Oh, Says the Gemara, what kind of leg up is that? Klum yesh yibam el b'makom she'ain lo ben. She'ain ben. There's only yibam when there is no son. Ha yesh ben ain yibam. If there is a son, there is no yibam. Second, first of all, in a minute, the Gemara is going to allude. Why didn't the Gemara answer? Well, that was two and that was one. Right? In other words, we had two things why a son's better. Yiyud and steachuzah. And only one reason why a brother's better. So I say two beats one. We didn't answer that question. We didn't answer that. We didn't give that answer.
The purpose of Yiba was to carry right. The person's name.
We didn't give that answer. We gave another answer. What's the other answer? What do you mean a son? What do you mean a brother's better? A brother's only there when a son's not there. Right. The brother only Yiba only kicks in if there's no son. If there's a son, there is no Yiba. That answer is so much deeper because we're going to see in a minute why we didn't give the answer of two beats one. We didn't give the answer two beats one. We gave a different answer. So therefore, what? So for sure, a son's better than a brother. So for sure, a son should continue the Eved Ivri and not the brother. Ella, right? Now, it seems like the only reason that a son is better than a brother is because there is no Yibam if there's a brother. If there's a son, there is no Yibam, right? Ella Taima de Ikah HaPircha. Well, you just gave me an unbelievable percha. Right? You just gave me an unbelievable percha. What's the percha? Why should it even be better? It's only Yibam when there is no son. Right? There's only Yibam when there is no son. So that's such an unbelievable... Well, you're trying to tell me a brother's better? It's ridiculous. There's only Yibam when there is no son. Halav hachi. What if better if not for that reason? Which is a funny thing to say. What, I mean, there was no thing in the Torah about Yibam? Or Yibam could even be if there is a son. If not for that reason, then Hach Adif, Ach Adif, the brother would be better, right? Tepigle, the Hachatarte v'Hachachada. Well, one, two beats one, right? Two beats one. So the Gemara says. So why didn't we give that answer? Because that answer is a better answer. Because that answer is so much better. Why is it better? It's better because it can you can't knock it, right? You can't. Well, what if? You can't say what if. What two's always going to be bigger than one, right? But let's say what if there would be a rule that I don't know that even if you have a son, you can still do Yibam. So who makes the son better? Well, two beats one. So give that answer right away. So the Gemara answers no. Because de'achuz and name mehar percha have the konafka le'latana. The whole makar that we know. That a son could redeem the steachuza is from this idea. Klum yesh yibum el b'makom she'ein lo ben. The only time yibum kicks in is when there is no son. In other words, it's not really two against one. It's really one against one. Right. What's the one? The one is that a son can do yield. What about the fact that a son could do a steachuza? Now that we only know that because we know that if there's yibum, there's a son, then there's no yibum. So what do you see? A son is special. So a son can redeem the field. That's not another one. That's the same one. So it's one against one. With yiyud against yibum. Why does yiyud be yibum? Because yibum only applies when there is no son. So it's a worse reason. Okay. Next. Amevriya, Eino Aved is Lois HaBen V'Lois HaBas. In Amevriya, it doesn't work for any children. How do you know that? Amar of Pada, Amar Krav, Afla Moscha Tasa Kane. It's a pasuk. Hekesha Hakasav Nirt Lenirza. Oh, the Afla Moscha Tasa Kane. What does that come? What the pasuk is that? That is talking about Nirza. Afla Moscha Tasa Kane. She can't get Nirza. But lo. Hekesha Hakasav Lenirza. Mar Nirza Eino Ovid Lois Aben V'Lois Habas. Just, that's what it says. It says, for an Amivri, you do the same thing. The Pasuk is talking about Nirtza. What do you mean you do the same thing? An Amivri doesn't get Nirtza. Right, she doesn't get Nirtza. But she leaves the way a Nirtza leaves. Which means, if the master dies, and she doesn't work for the son or the daughter. Lois HaBen V'Lois HaBas. Av Amivriya, Eino Avedis, Lois HaBen V'Lois HaBas. V'Hai, Lamas Chatasakein, L'Achud Asa. That's what that teaches me. Ha, Mibar Lele Kedetanya. It teaches me something else. V'Av Lamas Chatasakein, L'Hanik. To get parting gifts, ata amar lahanik oeno el ritzia. Maybe it means she gets nirtza. The pasuk shot of the pasuk is she gets nirtza. No, kishu omer vim yom omer yom ha eved. No, the Eved will say, I don't want to leave, I want to stay for more time. All right, we'll do Nirta on you. Velo, Amar Ivriya. The Amar Ivriya doesn't say that. She can't say that. Hare Nirta Amar. That teaches me there's no Nirta by Amar Ivriya. Hamani Mekai Vafla Maschatasakain. What do I do if Vafla Maschatasakain? Le Hanik. It comes to teach me Hanaka. Okay? Yeah. Im Kain. So we don't know anything about Yarshim now. We learn a second din. What's the second din? That there's a hanaka. There's yes hanaka by an Amma Ivriya. Okay. Now next. By the way, this is not a hard daf. It's just a chart. Every case, what the rules are. Hanirta the hanimka laovikoch. I know that people have not followed when there's no questions. That's how you know no one's following.
It's not difficult.
I know it's not difficult. Hanirta eva with lois ben velois abas. Hanirta, but what does that mean? A nirta, or someone that gets told to a goy, again, assuming they follow the rules, and then the master dies, they go free. They don't work for the son, they don't work for the daughter. Hanirta dikhtevaratza donaves hazno bar martzav avdol olam. He works for the master. Lois ben velois abas. Nimka l'ovigachav minayin. How do you know if you get told to it a goy? Amar Chizkia, Amar Kra, v'chishivim kanehu. You make a cheshvin over here with the master. V'lo im yorshe kanehu. You don't make a cheshvin with the yorshim. Amar Rava, Dvar Torah, the rule is, Oved kochavim, now we're getting on to another topic, Oved kochavim yoreshes aviv. A guy can inherit his father. Such a concept. There's inheritance by a guy also. Right? Shinemar it says, v'chishivim kanehu. You make a cheshbin with the master, v'loim yarshay kaneu. But you don't make a cheshbin with the son. Michlal, the is le yarshim. He does have yarshim, the guy. It happens to be you don't make a cheshbin with the guy, but the guy's there. He's a son. He's a yorish.
Yeah, but otherwise you wouldn't have the discussion.
Right? Ger. What about a ger? What about a ger? Ger starts off as a guy. He converts. Does he inherit his father? So ger as Ovid kochavim. Does he inherit his father? Eino medivrei Torah. Mina Torah, no. You're considered a new person. You're not connected to the guy. Ella medivrei sofrim. But midrabanan, yes. Because the Gemara is going to say, we don't want people not to become a ger. For that reason. My father's a billionaire. I really would love to become a ger. I'm not going to inherit that. Right? Or we're afraid they'll go back. Right? They'll go back.
We don't chase for
ger. We don't. But that shouldn't be the reason. Now, maybe, I don't remember. Maybe the fear was they're going to go back. When they learn they don't get the Yerusha, you know what? Who needs this? That might be the Chashash. So for that reason, we let them, Midarabana, Midarabana, no. Ditnan, Ger, V'ovet Kachavim, Shirshu, Esavim. A Ger and a Goy are two brothers. One converted, one didn't convert. Their father died, they come to inherit the state. So, Ovet Kachavim, the father's a Goy still. Right? So Ger, Yachalamul Avikachavim, the Ger tells his brother, the guy, Talata Avikachavim, you take all the idols. Right? Vani Mos, I'll take the cash. Kalata Yayinessa, you take all the Yayin. Vani Peros, I'll take all the Peros. No. Mishabo Rashus Ger Usser. Once the Ger takes possession of it, it's Usser. Right? Once the idol's in the Ger's house, what's he going to do with it? He's a Jew. What's he doing with an idol? So he tells his brother, right? You take all that. It's the same. Not cheating him. Everything's fair. The idols are of value. There's a market for them. Whatever they're worth, I'll get the fruit. I'll take the bananas. You take the idols of the banana. It's all fair. The point is, v'isal kadaitach doraisa. But if you would hold it to doraisa, you couldn't play this game. Why? Because kilo bol lirushaso nami kishakal chalufe ovde kacham hu de kashakal. Because when the father dies, the way it works in the Jewish, when everyone's Jewish, once the father dies, every Yoresh is considered a 50%, how many kids? Let's say two kids. Each one's a 50% owner in everything. So you can't, you take the idols. They already belong to me.
Doesn't the heart get a double portion?
Yes, but the point is that every child is considered an owner in every item.
Okay.
So once that's true, now I own the idols.
Or half of it.
Well, I own half an idol. So now I don't own half an idol. How could I say to my brother, the guy, now you take the idols, I'll take the fruit. How could you even say that? You could only say it if it's midrabanan.
Right.
Right? It's the only way you can say it. Ella midrabanan. It must be midrabanan. Gzeira huv the avid rabanan. Right. It's gzeira. Shema yachzir lusuro. Maybe he'll go back. Right? When he hears the Jewish religion doesn't let me yoresh my billionaire father. Who needs this religion? Right? So we don't want that to happen. He's a Jew already. But there's no going back. Right? There's no backsies. Right? Once you're a Jew, you're a Jew. So we don't want him to that call someone who's not from. We don't want to give incentive to be not from. So we'll let you yoresh midrabanan. That's only if they inherited it. But if they were partners somehow, usser. Then it's usser taka, because you're half an owner. Next. Ovid kochavim es hager. This is the same case. The father is a goy, you're a ger. The ger is hager. Or if they both converted. The father and the son both converted. Eino lo midivrei Torah, v'lo midivrei Sofrim. Right? Did I say that right? Ovid kochavim es hager?
Yeah.
Ovid kochavim es hager.
Hager
is
hager.
The father became a ger. Father converted.
And the son.
Oh, the father converted, but you're a guy. I said it the opposite. Oh, right. The son is the guy, and the father's the ger. It's the opposite of what we just said. Before we said the son converted. Now we're saying the father converted, or they both converted. Then, eino lo midivrei Torah, lo midivrei Sofrim. Nothing. Did not, because we learned in the Mishnah. I'm going to finish this. Lo v'mos min ager, shenes gairu, right? Bonav inmo. You borrowed money from the father. The father converted. The son also converted. Lo yachzer lebonav. You don't have to return it to the son. V'im hichzer ein ruach hachavim lo chayimenu. The chacham not happy you returned it. But they are happy. Lo kasha, not a kasha. Khan, when are they not happy? Shaharaso veledaso shalom bekedusha. He was conceived and born a goy. Then he converted. V'kan, when are the chacham yes happy with you? Shaharaso shalom bekedusha. Veledaso bekedusha. He was born a Jew. Okay, so he was conceived, not a Jew. But he was, while he was, the mother was pregnant, they all converted. So that's a different story. Right? So we're going to stop here now. We're going to stop. But the point is that there's a difference now between a father converting and a son converting. Or they're both converting. That's different than if the father doesn't convert and the son does convert. What the differences are, that will flush out tomorrow.
So if the father converts, the son converts.
Yeah.
He's a guy.
Exactly. All right? We'll pick up tomorrow.